Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum to all our knowledge seekers across the world. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're interested in finding a good book to read this week. So I think that books should be our best friends. You know why? Because first of all, they act like mirrors. They show us our mistakes and also our advantages. And because we don't feel like we're being judged by a book, we can easily relate to the content and accept what's being said. And with a book, people who read books a lot, it's as if they've lived a lot of lives, especially those who read biographies, because they are experiencing what others went through, as if they lived through the life itself. And also a book is a summary of the author's wisdom, which later becomes ours. And it's the golden takeaway of the author's research and years of studying. So the guy has done so much research and it's all come in a book, which is transferred to us, becoming our knowledge and our intelligence. And you know, when you're reading a book, you get the chance to pause every now and then and think about what you read. It's not easily done with television shows or listening to lectures or even social media, because it keeps provoking you to look at more clips and check out more posts. You don't really get to think about it. The books show our way forward without necessarily pushing us or putting us under pressure or managing to threaten us in any way. And it allows us to properly compare its contents to other contents, because maybe the author is making a mistake. So books are our way to an intelligent life. That's what I'm trying to say here. And if you stay tuned, after the break that we're going to take shortly, I'm going to suggest a book for your feed of intelligence this week. Don't go away.
7 barometric pressure.
Come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. Alright, so as Muslims, what we're trying to do essentially is to acquire virtues of God subhanahu wa ta'ala to become close to Him. So we try to be, for instance, kind, caring. We try to worship God just to acknowledge His greatness. We try to seek knowledge so that we can become knowledgeable like God. And basically, this is how we become as similar and thus as close as possible to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we make the same effort, if not more, to refrain and keep ourselves away from sins, like lying, cheating, and purposely ignoring the salat. Because every sin puts us in the opposite direction of God. We're supposed to be heading towards God, not away from Him. And every sin contradicts that purpose of our life. Every sin is a step away from God, and every sin is an offense against Him. But we're humans. We're not perfect, we slip here and there, and so sins are categorized. The worst group of sins to commit are called major sins or kabira. You don't commit major sins, is that what you think? Well, take a look at what's in the list of major sins. From wikishia.net, lying is a major sin. Backbiting, it's a major sin. False accusations, a lot of people do that all the time, it's a major sin. Jealousy, cheating in business, betraying a trust, acting wastefully, blackmailing, All of these are major sins, and I'm sure you've seen these occur a lot in our communities. And that brings us to the book that we want to introduce today. It's called Greater Sins by the late Ayatollah Sayyid Abdul Hussein Dast Ghaib Shirazi, or more commonly known as Ayatollah Dast Ghaib. The book has been translated by Sayyid Athar Hussein Rizvi and published by the Islamic Studies Circle. Ayatollah Dast Ghaib was a great mujtahid who was also a political activist. He was forced to leave Iran, but he returned and was arrested several times because of his political activities and opinions. He even experienced exile and house arrest. He's an influential figure of contemporary Shia thought in Iran and has quite a few books that are all one of the important books of our religion today. Okay, so his book that we're introducing today, it's called Greater Sins. It comes in 200 pages. Here he has exhaustively explained the phenomenon of sin, the classification of sins, and the necessity of avoiding them. He has also described 50 different types of greater sins. I have volume 3 of the English version of this book with me, and the contents are too many. I'm just going to go through them randomly. They include pride and its type, the reason why blood is haram, types of zakat and its quantity, the taxable limit of silver, zakat of fitrah, charity, delay from the year of capability is haram, that's about hajj. Grades of nahy an al-munkar, which means discouraging people from doing sin, and division of legacy according to sharia, greater sins regarding whom there is no clear nas or anyone. So basically it goes through a lot of topics. I'm not going to go through the content one by one. We're going to take a short break, but meanwhile you can quickly download volume 3 of Greater Sins from al-islam.org and prepare page 115, because that's what I'm going to read after the break. Stay tuned.
I was so bad I could not see, my sins all gathering in front of me. I was so blind until this day, didn't know I'd end up this way. I will be back, I promise, don't let me go this way. Give me one chance, don't let me go.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We're going through the book Greater Sins by Ayatollah Dast Ghaib. There was an interesting part in this book. On page 115, it says that it's not only the list of great sins that we make, like, for instance, lying and blackmailing, that are greater sins. Even small sins can sometimes turn into greater sins. I'm going to read through this. All right, page 115 from the book Greater Sins by Ayatollah Dast Ghaib. As we have already seen, lesser sins assume the proportions of greater ones under the following conditions: when they are committed due to heedlessness, when they are considered insignificant and not punishable, when the person who commits them is pleased and happy with himself, to commit them again and again without feeling any remorse and repenting for them, being aware of the fact that doing them again and again makes them a greater sin. Another point of contention is that when an alim commits smaller sins, which takes the magnitude of greater sins, is his reliability as an alim maintained? The answer is not clear, but apparently his reliability is maintained. As we have already explained before, persistence implies committing a particular sin again and again, or different types of sin, without regretting it or seeking forgiveness for it, or to commit different types of sins together. But the number of times a person must commit the sin that makes it persistent depends upon how it is generally considered. So there is no fixed standard because of the wide variations in smaller sins and their proximity to greater sins. Unfortunately, it seems I don't have any more time. I was thinking how we can practically use this book. I think I'll categorize this book into two sections. In the first section, we are convinced why something is a sin. And in the second section, the sin is defined and explained for us. Once we're convinced that we understand what the sin is, we can keep a log for ourselves and check how many times we have committed that sin. Keeping a log will help us keep that number as close to zero as possible. And also, it gives us the ability to explore why we committed the sin in the first place and how we could have behaved otherwise. We'll be a very different person in just weeks.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
That's all the time we have. You were listening to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. If you missed our program, we introduced the book Greater Sins by Ayatollah Dastgheb, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. Also, you can download this show and the previous one simply by searching IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Stay watchful of your deeds. We have a meeting with God ahead of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.